on Wilson other than the contusion?
No, we're on our way to an MRI. X-rays came back negative, just to make sure that there's nothing else going on there. But we'll know a lot more here in a couple hours.
What did he tell you at home?
It was hurting pretty good. It squared him up in the knee. And he was having a hard time kind of putting any weight on it, let alone trying to bend it. So we'll check it out right now, and we'll see what we have going on. But yeah.
How does that game kind of shift for you, not just with like that injury, but like the elation of a couple of tie-breaking hits and the way you finished?
Yeah, there's definitely some opportunities. We took advantage of a lot of them. You have to when you score 9 runs, but there's also some others out there. Yeah, obviously we like having Contreras in the lineup. There's a reason we went and got him. Hopefully he's day-to-day and there's nothing else going on there.
You look at that number, what does that tell you about how you guys pitched?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of contact, a lot of balls dropped. There's a lot of soft contact. There were some that weren't still soft. Barshow took a good swing on the right field line there. But when you look at Miles and what he did, there was a lot of foul balls, which drove that pitch count up, and a lot of soft contact. Same with Hicks. You're looking at 3 singles in a row and all pretty soft as well, but it's part of the game. It sucks.
How much does that ninth inning come down to a full pitch walk to start off
the inning? Yeah, not ideal. Helsley has proven to do a really nice job in that role. He came in, 4 pitch walk. Not the way you want to start it, but.
With the understanding that it is a new season and rules do change, the top of the 8th against the top of the order is usually a spot for Gio. What was the decision to go with Jordan there?
Yeah, Gio tweaked his lower back before the game, so he was not available today. Otherwise, that is his spot.
How did he do that?
It was actually, he felt a little bit of something yesterday while he was in the gym. And then this morning while he was throwing, kind of grabbed at him. So he's day-to-day, but otherwise, it's probably not Gio there. I'd actually go Helsley at the top there in the 8th, and then Gio finished the game, but that was not an option. Yeah.
Ollie, for Jordan specifically, how do you kind of balance the soft contact he was getting, but kind of having trouble with the strikes and kind of having trouble with
it? He threw enough strikes to be just fine today. Yeah, it's easy to go down that road, but the reality is all 3 of those hits, you play that over time and you're actually okay. Yeah.
How happy are you with length in your lineup? I think all 9 hitters had a hit. You talked about, you know, getting length, getting versatility out of the lineup.
Yeah, I think today was a good example of they proved what they're capable of doing. That's a really good team across the way who can really hit. And they also have some good pitching. And to put up 9 against them, 15 knocks, offense did a really nice job. Yeah, but definitely some length to our lineup. Today was a good day.
With Donovan, he's talked a lot about how he tried to improve the exit velocity coming off the bat. He had 2 hits today with at least 105 miles an hour. He had 3 of those all of last year. What's that show about the process from this offseason?
We're going to see a lot of that. There's some guys that had very clear plans as far as what they needed to do this offseason and came back and proved that they're more than capable of doing it. He's one of them, and we're going to see a lot more of that out of Donnie. Another one, I mean, you go up and down that lineup, you're going to see some adjustments, and that's what's going to add to the length of this lineup. On the pitching side, you saw what Thompson's able to do. Got some swing and miss on the breaking ball, landed it for strike, expanded what he needed to. So, yeah, we're excited about some of the adjustments and improvements that a lot of these guys have made in the offseason.
An example of the ball finding Jordan Walker, it seems like he was getting lots of hits to him and had some chances at the plate, made some things out of it too, but if they're in there, it's going to find you?
Yeah, and as he's going to continue to calm down and his nerves will go away, but he showed well for everything going on and all the hype around what he's able to do to go out there and play the way he did today. I was more than happy. Yeah.
Well, him missing cutoff, man, was that just excitement or getting away from him a couple times?
Yeah, we could tally that one up to excitement. Yeah.
Several hours and 35 hits ago, but did you have a review of the national anthem before the pace
game? I thought Adam did a nice job. I thought the pace was slow, but overall, the vocals were good. Yeah.
Did you know
Did I know that he was singing? No, I did not. No.
Ollie, in spite of the loss, you got 47,000 fans plus. You were today just to watch every day. It's how special it is to see the fans just come out. I know it's one of the bigger crowds since the pandemic.
Yeah, it's always special, man. We have some unbelievable fans, and opening day specifically is just unbelievable. It goes unmatched. It really does. And obviously, we wanted to put on a better show than what we did today, and we'll continue to work towards that. But it was a packed house, and it felt like it, and we loved it. Yeah, at the end of the day, you want to eliminate as much of that as possible. But when he threw enough strikes to get through that inning with the soft contact was my point in my previous response. But do you want to eliminate the wild pitch and everything that goes along with? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it wasn't as ugly as the line looks.